This is Bird Note. Along a country road in Kansas on a summer morning, there's a bird on the fence line singing an odd song. Half insect, half sci-fi blaster, this song belongs to a bird called the dickcissel, whose name spells out the syllables of its quirky song. Like other birds in the cardinal family, dickcissels have large triangular beaks, but otherwise, they have a unique appearance, with yellow breasts, brown wings, and males sporting a black patch on their throats. Dickcissels are approachable birds, often chirping away while a person walks nearby, but they're also masters of concealment. Dickcissels usually make their nest near the ground. They use leafy wildflower and grass tufts to hide their eggs from the many creatures hunting for them. Snakes, ground squirrels, and raccoons, to name a few. Dickcissel populations have fallen by 30% since the 1960s. They've lost many of their breeding habitats and are treated as agricultural pests on their wintering grounds in Venezuela. Yet the birds persist in searching for places to breed, nesting along roadsides, in pastures, and even in alfalfa fields. If you're in the central U.S. this summer, look and listen for this emblem of grassland habitats. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Join Bird Note for a special bird-friendly coffee event and learn how your morning cup of coffee can help birds thrive. We're teaming up with Chesapeake Coffee Roasters and a panel of experts on Friday, July 19th to talk all about bird-friendly coffee and ways we can help support conservation efforts through our coffee choices. Visit birdnote.org to register for this free event today.